Blog Talk Radio.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
Black Power, this is your host, Brother Drew X, calling off that Black Nation Task Force, the sister station to the Black Militia Nation. All right, y'all, we're going to discuss the vote, the election tonight. know, a lot of brothers and sisters went out and voted. As we can see, we got a new president in office. And but we want to find out what we're going to get out the package. But a lot of brothers and sisters, they voted because of the race card. Yes, they say we, anytime, you know, we thought our brothers and sisters see somebody black, that's the person in office. But let's hear from her and see what she say about who she is. Just
men and women all over India rejoiced in the declaration of the independence of the country of India. Today, on August 15th, 2020, I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent. On August 15th, 1947, men and women all over India rejoiced in the declaration of the independence of the country of India. Today, on August 15th, 2020, I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent. On August 15th, 1947.
All right, that's enough. I just wanted y'all to hear it, so I played it twice. So everybody voting on color status. Hey, we first got us a sister in office. The sister made an announcement, and hopefully you heard it. She said, "I am South Asian descent." She wanted it to be heard. She wanted to be clear on that she's not the sister that she's y'all looking for. But, you know, in politics, they can become who they want to become. They can become black. They can become Hispanic. If you think I'm Mexican, I'll be Mexican if that's what I need to get in the office. But she wanted to clear it up for her family members who are Chinese and who are Indonesians that, you know, I play the politician game, but I am of Asian descent. And brothers and sisters, I know you guys know how Chinese feel about black folks. I know you ought to know what Indonesians feel about black folks. A lot of y'all might not have no dealings with Indonesians, but those people are pretty much racist too. They dark, but they don't like us. And, you know, nobody really like us, but those two mix, the DNA of being Indonesian and the DNA of being Chinese, the two groups that we know hate black people. Interesting. You know, that's y'all black person that you pick. You know, I'm not mad because you voted, but, you know, we got to stop voting because of the color line. The color line is colorblind, so you don't know their agenda. This is what's going to be so sweet. What's the agenda of this regime? Well, for the first 100 days, black people are not even mentioned in the agenda. So what are you saying? The first 100 days, they're going to pass legislations to protect LGBT. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see, you got to know this. When you dig out and start trying to support a person or a regime, the Democrats or Republicans, you got to know what their agenda is. Well, the first 100 days, they're going to pass legislation just for LGBT, and they're going to go deep into it, too. I mean, they got one called the Equality Act. The Equality Act will set up some type of government just for LGBT, so they will get some legislators. If they feel like they was discriminated against, they ain't going to have to wait on nobody. They're just going to call the people. They will have some people standing in place to make sure that they get fair treatment, and you won't be able to discriminate. I mean, I'm talking about instantaneous. They're setting up an office just for LGBT. Where you sit in there, black man, unless you are LGBT, I guess you got representation if you are in there, if that's what you are. But let's go into something else. So where you sit in the first 100 days, okay, this is going to be the kicker. Because you brought them in the office, you're going to be obsolete. Because the next agenda has to deal with Hispanics. Oh, yeah. They're going to reopen up the border. That's what they want to do. They have a bill introduced to start businesses. Now, check this out. We don't have shit, right? We don't have nothing. We don't have nothing at the moment. But the new agenda is to have businesses for illegal immigrants. Shit, you ain't hear what I said. Illegal immigrants, not the Hispanics over here. Yeah, yeah. They want the Border Patrol at least to stand down, and they want ICE to stop harassment on the Mexican population. Because see what's going to happen. The Mexicans are going to be the new black. Yes, yes, yes. So get prepared for that. The Mexicans will be the new black in the next upcoming election. And you will feel the pain. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. If the electoral votes elects the president, and they got them both, they got the electoral, they got the popular votes. If both of those elects the president, what's the difference? Why didn't they vote for Trump again if they elected him 4 years ago? And I got a couple of observations. One is maybe Trump was getting them into a physical war that they knew they can win. And that's with black folks. Yes, yes, yes. You know, it wasn't time for a race war. I mean, you know, a lot of people hear that they got the might. But maybe, they, you know, this is all speculation. Maybe that was it. Maybe Trump did his job. Maybe Trump got everybody hyped up enough where they ready to fight. And now the new regime, which is Biden and Harris, who both have proven themselves up, will lock your ass up in a minute and throw away the key. And also gun confiscation. Yes, yes. So maybe it's you. Once these jokers get hyped up and, you know, the Proud Boys hadn't hit yet, but that's not to say they're going to hit. So you have to be still cautious out there, you know. I mean, just from my observation and intel on militia, they still planning to move out, and they really don't like the sister. I mean, well, damn, I call her the sister. They got to be that time. They really don't like Miss Harris. Yeah, so there are militia groups, not black. The white militia groups do not like her at all, and they definitely don't want her in office because they know that's the regime for the gun controls. And they just made announcements just over the weekend for their militias to form up and group up. So I don't think this danger thing is over with yet. But if we do have some type of breakout or some type of scrimmage, you can look for gun confiscations coming next. And they got the right people in there that said they are for that. So when we say... we got, you know, we advance and we winning and we celebrating. Hey, we'll just look and see. But let me play a song for you for the ones who are celebrating. You know, and after it's all over, we'll see if you have reason to celebrate.
Celebration. Celebrate.
Y'all.
On August 15th, 1947, men and women all over India rejoiced in the declaration of the independence of the country of India. Today, on August 15th, 2020, I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent. On August 15th, 1947, men and women all over India rejoiced in the declaration of the independence of the country of India. Today, on August 15, 2020, I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent.
All right, y'all, I had to play that twice for everybody to think they celebrating that a black woman has got into office. What she's saying is, I'm not black, I'm South Asian. And for those who vote just for the black card, hey, you've been hoodwinked. You know, politicians, they'll do whatever. They'll play black if that's going to get them in office. So she played black to get them votes. And for the ones just got online, we was going over the first 100 days. Now check this out, what's coming in the first 100 days. It ain't nothing for the black man. You're not even mentioned for the first 100. You might get some at the end of the year mentioned. But the first 100 days is LGBT legislators. The first 100 days is building the Mexican economy. I said, what the hell? The Mexican economy, black folks put you in office. But you're going to build the Hispanic economy. And they're not even talking about the Hispanics over here. They're talking about illegal aliens. Oh, yes. The illegal aliens will become the new blacks. And I'm just repeating this for the ones who just got online. Food stamp programs to illegal aliens. This is on the agenda. This is on their agenda. That's what we're saying when a lot of people are celebrating. I played the song Celebrate because you're celebrating your goddamn destruction. That's what you're celebrating, and you don't have a clue. So when you celebrate, know what you're celebrating. They finna bring a new race of people over here. Well, they're not new, but we know who they are. But they finna bring another race of people to replace your ass. Celebrate. Now, come on. So that's what we're saying. So when you don't know the agenda of a person, you hadn't asked what your agenda is and where we fit in this agenda. See, nobody never asked where we fit in.
you know, we had Ice Cube and P. Diddy who tried to push some legislation. That's why they didn't even want to talk to Ice Cube because, hey, y'all not in our first 100 days. So we're not thinking about you right now. You know what I'm saying? What, you trying to get something for black folks? We trying to get your ass out of here. And they got the right two people in there. They got Jim Crow Joe, as they call him. Jim Crow Joe. They got Jim Crow Joe, and they got Lock 'em Up Harris. Yes, she would lock parents up if their kids was truant or late. She believed you should be locked up. Yes, take you out the house, and now your kids just really ain't going to goddamn school because you locked up. So that's what we're talking about. We, you know, we're talking about holding your vote till you know what's for you. You know, if you don't get nothing, if the candidates, it's already a one-way street. We got Republican, Democrats. Which one you want? You don't have an option. So what we need to have is a militant party. Yes, that's what we need to have introduced, a militant party. We need to work on that for the next 4 years. If we're going to be in this system, we need to have options. They're not giving an option. A and B is not an option when we don't have you know, a voice. You know, that's their options. Where is our option? So we have to create a C. We must create a C. I got somebody on the line calling in. Let's go to the phone line. All right. 318-318, you on? 318-467, you on? Okay, maybe 318 had their hands up. 318, if you want to get in again, press 1. To take your hand down and press 1 again, and I'll see you. But 318-467, you had your hands up. I'll come back to you if you want to get in. Just press 1 a couple of times. That'll put you back in the queue. Anybody else want to get in, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you in and hear what you have to say. But what we're going over tonight, we can't be voting for just for faces. I mean, that is so idiotic, and it's so man, so it just shows our lack of maturity when we just vote for a face. You know what I'm saying? First black president, Obama. We didn't get no laws passed for blacks. I want y'all to know that. No laws were passed for black folks in that 8 years. Now here we go again. First vice president, black. And she just told you, I ain't black. So how you feel about that? Why you celebrating? I'm just asking questions. I ain't mad at you, you know. I ain't mad at people. If you vote, you voted. That's that. But did you know why you voted? You show a lack of discipline in your thinking because you don't know why you voted. You only voted because of it was a female. You only voted because you thought she was black. So for the females, I guess you did get something out of it. It wasn't the race, but you got your agenda. But these people, agenda doesn't have you in mind in the first 100 days. You know, like I said, the first 100 days is about the LGBT legislator. Yeah, yeah. The first 100 is about Hispanics. And we ain't talking about the Hispanics here. We're talking about the border that's about to be open again. And those people will have rights and food stamps and jobs. And they got a bill for to build up them to give those people businesses. And that's how they broke us down. Anyway, for anybody to know, that's how we were broken down as a people. They let the other people over here and use them and push us to the curb. Well, they finna just start that agenda again. So that's what we're saying. Know what you're voting for. So like I said, they're creating a task force, and it's called Mexican Economy, a task force for Mexican Economy. So, you know, part of our awareness is knowing that, you know, Biden was also considered a racist in Jim Crow days. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what you think about that? That's what we're talking about. Do you like that? Might as well, because you voted for someone who is just as racist as the other one. Someone who passed a bill 20 years ago who locked up more brothers. Three strike rule, that's Joe Biden. Oh, yeah. In other words, what he was saying, ass fuck up, we don't need you no more. And they, you know, you don't have no, you only got three chances to get this right. And that's a stacked deck, as we would call it. We'll call that a stacked deck because in this world, shit, you might commit 15 crimes just trying to live, you know, steal this, steal that, just trying to live. So you got three times, you get caught three times under his administration, you're supposed to be gone. Hey, but I say, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, FEMA camps might be next since these we got the lockup regime in the office. I'm not mad. I didn't vote. I mean, they said, well, you don't have no power. You can't say nothing. Well, I'm using my revolutionary power to say I reject the options that I was given. I didn't have, as they say, a dog in a fight. Until we put a dog in a fight, I can't vote for what, you know, wrong and wronger. Is that a word, wrong and wronger? Well, I can't vote for it. That's wrong and that ain't right. So I can't vote for wrong and that ain't right. Hey, so I know better. I'm not asleep. But like I said, you know, and also for all those ones that voted and think you got something coming, the vice president normally is just on the bench. You know, I don't think, you know, when just doing the Obama administration, I can't really count that many times when I heard Joe Biden say anything. So that's a bench player. That's just only with the vice the president go down. They pretty much do diplomacy work, pitches and greetings and none of that. I mean, there's no power pretty much being a vice president except diplomacy. They don't pass the laws. The president passed the laws. He signed the bills. So, you know, you don't get nothing on the face. You don't get nothing on the face. I just put it like that. But gun confiscation, you know, they said they was against guns. Now, what happens if they, you know, you celebrate it and the next person say, hey, I need those guns. Now, you need your guns to protect yourself. If it is some type of situation, some type of war, or even if it's not, who's to say that it won't be a catastrophe and you need a gun, but you got people in office who want to take your guns. That's the only thing I really, I ain't going to say liked about Trump, but that's the only thing that I could respect about him. He knew you needed your guns. I could respect that. And I knew he wasn't going to touch them guns. As long as I had my gun, I knew I had at least a chance. But if them guns go, your ass going too. If our guns go, we going. And there's been people to prove that. Now, the Jews over there in Germany, they used to be armed before they were disarmed. And you know what happened when they got disarmed? They got gassed. So you can't defend yourself against a person that's got a rifle and you got a knife. You got a bat. And no, it's not that much defending. So that's what we're saying. You know, the electoral vote shows 290 to 214. Now, but this is what y'all don't know. We don't know where it's going. I mean, this has been a year of all kind of loops and boundaries. Now, check this out. December the 13th, the electoral votes start counting the votes again. Now, what if that vote swing back and say, hey, we made a mistake. Trump won. Ooh, what's going to happen? What is going to happen then? That's going to cause a fight. So we can't never put what the real agenda and who's pushing our buttons. But December the 13th, the electoral college people meet again to count the votes. Y'all didn't know that, but that's why we on this radio program to pass on this information. So, you know, what did you get for your vote? So you got 4 years to think about that. For the next 4 years, you have a better plan. You know, what I want, what they're saying. I need to know. I need to get deep. I can't hear what they talk. I need to ask questions. We don't ever go to the debates. That's why we don't get to ask no questions. That's why we don't know the agenda. Hey, we got to get to those debates. We got to get up there and ask the question, what's your agenda? You know what I mean? What's your agenda in the first 100? What's your agenda in the first year? And what's your overall agenda for 4 years? We have to ask those questions. So we have to get to those debates. We have to maybe create our own party, like I said, a militant party. You know, they have independent parties. They have independent people running. So we're going to have to, you know, get with those brothers like Ice Cube and P. Diddy who got the money and the power and putting stuff together. We got to say, hey, man, we need to create another party. We need to get somebody to get to answer these questions. What's the agendas behind these parties? And let me just check 318-467 if you want to get in. press 1 on your phone twice, and that'll let me know you're trying to get in. But you do have your hands up. If you don't want to get in, just press 1 once, and that'll take it down if you're listening. All right. Anybody else want to get in? Just press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you ready in. Okay, so if not, okay, thanks, 318. They took the hands down. So if you want to get in, just press 1, and we'll know you want to get in. Thanks. All right, so what else can we talk about? What would happen? Okay, now check this out. For like I was telling you, I was listening to the white militias, and from intel I got from them, that they don't like this president, vice president, you know. I said, damn, that sounds racist. All of a sudden, you know. But, hey, that's what they say. They don't, you know, this particular militia that I was listening to, they don't like her, and they have told their soldiers to mobilize and don't prepare to come home for a while. So that sounds like some people might be up to something. So everybody be on alert. This ain't over with. You know, maybe, you know, the threat was out there that there'll be some type of racial war, some type of attack on people. I don't know why every time things don't go right, the black folks have to take the goddamn hit. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got to take the hit for every time something don't go right with white folks in the election or anywhere else. Black folks got to pay for that. But don't think they won't, because under the Obama administration, people were hung left and right around here. I know y'all remember that. People were killed and police went to work. So, hey, that's how they displayed their anger. They took it out on us. So I ain't trying to see that none of my brothers are victims. So take heed to the warning. Because there are people out there that have told their people to arm up and get out there. I mean, I know that from intel. Okay, so that's what we're saying. Racism will increase. And what else can we bring to the table? Let me take this call from Sister K and see what she want to add.
Peace, Brother Commander.
Hey, peace. What you
want
to add?
Oh, I just wanted to add about the, I guess about everybody voting, just giving everybody a little advice that, you know, I guess the next time when voting come around, you know, do your research on the people. You know, don't just vote for somebody, you know, because you think they look like us. But do your research and investigate before you put your vote in. That's all I got to add.
All right, y'all. We thank you for the call. Appreciate that. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Just a second. My board went down. Just a second. All right. Like 3-1, I got a few other callers coming in. Let's go to 318. You want to get in 318?
Black Power, Brother Drew.
Hey, Black Power, what you want to add to it?
I noticed something when I was looking at the presidential campaign. I was watching it on the internet, and I was watching on TV, on the news, right? On the news, they had different numbers for the electoral votes than they did what they had on the internet. On the internet, they had more votes, electoral votes. I feel like they already knew who they was going to put in there before it ended. And they were just telling the people what they wanted
right.
them to know on the news.
Yeah,
I could be
right,
wrong,
you're
but
right, well, I feel like all this stuff is orchestrated. You sure right, man. All this stuff is orchestrated, and we witnessing stuff that, and you know, just as they say, second class citizen, we witness change all over this place, man. You know, you know, this the I can't recall where it took 4 or 5 days to name somebody.
Mhm.
Yeah. So you're right. Yeah, I mean, it's all orchestrated, and I guess they had to think out the plan real good. You know, what's going to happen if we do this? What we're going to do? Happen is going to do this. But you're right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Be observant. Yes, sir. You sure right.
Yep.
Anything else you want to add, Joaquin?
No, I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention and stuff. You know that was going on.
Okay. All right. We appreciate it, man. And us, you know, stay focused and stay safe, because it ain't over yet. And we might, they might switch it back to Trump. Just check it out. Just stay focused and watch. Yeah, because we're in a different system in a different time, and there ain't no rules. Where, you know, from what we've seen from COVID to the everything, everybody wearing a mask. You don't know what's gonna come in the next day. But after December 13th, I wouldn't be surprised if they said mistake was made. Trump is the one. All right. Appreciate you calling in, Mark.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Black Power. All right, let's go to the other phone call, 214-498, y'all.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, Brother Aki, what you want to add to the program?
Get your ammunition.
Right on.
Get your guns and ammunition.
Straight to the point, huh?
Yep, and your ammunition and your survival supplies.
Yeah, because I tell you what, man, if they come back and say, Electoral College come back and say, we made a mistake and Trump is the winner, I think the people that all the people going to lose their damn mind, man, because they so far lost into the election. They don't know why they in it, but they in it, and they're going to lose their mind because they're going to feel like they've been disrespected, which they already been disrespected so many times. They just don't know how many levels. Yeah, what you think about that?
Yeah, that's definitely gonna cause some chaos. You know, that's one of the reasons. Another thing that we could attach to that is the fact that they started boarding stuff up as if they already knew they was gonna do something like that. You know.
Right.
They already boarding stuff up in advance.
Yeah,
I don't
think it's over. Like you're right to point that out. They boarded up the whole downtown. They didn't do it for nothing.
Like they already know what they're gonna do and what it's gonna cause.
All right. So what you think about the? Did you hear the clip about? She said, "I ain't black. I'm Asian descent."
Right. Like I said, even with me, even if she was, it's all about her agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all about, even if she was black, it's all about what agenda she getting behind. You know what I mean?
You're right.
What she being?
Yeah, you sure.
Yeah. So.
All right. Let me bring another brother hanging on to bring another brother in with us. 317-618-0.
Peace, this is Brother Cabana Shell. What's going on?
Hey, peace, Brother Cabana Shell. Yeah, we just up here, man, just going over this agenda. I don't know if you heard the clip about, you know, the sister saying, you know, for the ones who vote and say we got a black person as vice president, she specifically said, I'm Asian descent, and I ran for my Asian people. It goes deeper than that. There's other videos out there where she makes it clear with her Indonesian people, hey, I'm one of y'all. And that's different than the black dude. So what? I mean, I'll just put that on your mind. But what you want to bring to the program?
Well, I'm gonna say this, man. She's being used as a face for racism. You know what I'm saying? Like that's one of the worst things that these individuals use is sisters, man. You know. For the face of racism, so black men don't trust sisters. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to divide us even more. You know what I'm saying? And I was telling one brother, man, it's really all about, we reproduce faster than they do. So if we can't reproduce with our sisters, or if we don't reproduce with our sisters, you know what I'm saying, and we go out and then we mate with these knuckle dragging cave beasts, man, you know, like, I mean, you know, that's going to be generational genocide, you know what I'm saying,
right,
caused by us. But I mean, you know, like, but for her saying that, you know, like she's, you know, I can't even say she's brainwashed. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, she just don't know, man. She just Yeah, they so yeah, like I said, they using her for a face of racism, and you know she was raised like that. So, I mean, if she feeling like that now, that means that she's always been feeling like that, or she might have had a bad experience with a brother that didn't protect her ass. You know what I'm saying? When in a time of need. So, I mean, it could be that too. You know what I'm saying? So she's just like, fuck, you know, fuck black people, period. You know, so.
Yeah, well,
but,
I think
yeah,
I think, you know, so her husband reflects what she believes in. Because if you know her husband, you know, if you know his ethnicity, you'll know, you know what she think about you. So, you know what I mean? So she married
yeah.
the person.
Now, I bet. She sound like she got a you know got a caveman, not a caveman,
right, right.
but a cave dude as a husband. See, yeah, all right, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's self
explanatory. Yes, we just have to point
right
these
there.
Things out for. We just point stuff out for our brothers and sisters who just vote just because they see a face, and that's all. We not even mad at them. We already know what it is, but we just point stuff out.
Yeah.
You know. You know,
yeah,
they finna push a black agenda. Yeah, they done proved that they'll push a black agenda, but you won't like it when they push it.
Right, right.
You know,
and see, that's one thing I didn't talk down on. I didn't talk down on anybody who voted. I mean, man, my mom and my sister went to go vote, but they voted independent. You know what I'm saying? But those
right.
votes still, you know, randomly go to. You know, whoever. But see, this is the conclusion that I came up with. We already know that crackers work together. We already know that. So,
right.
you know, whether, you know, motherfuckers think they beefing or whatever, they really not beefing. They trying to make you think that they motherfucking beefing, but they really not. In all reality, what they really doing is they working together against your ass to make you think that they're working against each other. So, like, those debates are really friendly. They really not against each other. Man, Trump gave that shit to Biden. You think that a billionaire is going to be mad that he's not going to be president? He already did 4 years. You know, like, that's a big accomplishment in his book. Shit, hell, if he'd have done 1 year, he'd have been happy as hell. So
right.
he gave that position to that dude because they friends. Hell, they might be even blood because Hillary Clinton
right,
and
right.
Motherfucking Trump and Obama, they cousins. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so I mean, hell, they probably all related. Ain't nobody up there beefing. And that's why
oh,
we try to tell people like, yeah, well, we don't want Trump up in there. Man, them motherfuckers doing the same shit. They all doing the same shit. They doing the same
right.
thing. Brothers still going to be getting killed. Motherfucking dope still going to be getting sold. Schools and shit going to still be getting shut the fuck down. It's going to still just be a lot of stuff going on. Ain't nothing going to be Man, look, Trump did more for black people than Obama did. That's a damn shame. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know,
right.
again, I don't like neither one of them, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Should have been our own skin, so-called skin color, or, you know, doing more for us. He did more for the fags than he did for us. So, you know, I'm just going to leave it off at that, man. But, yes, that's pretty
right.
much what that is.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, brothers. All the brothers calling in, we're going to be off this program real short tonight. We're going to probably get another 15 minutes and be out of here. I'm going to go over a few more things. All right. Appreciate you, Brother Cabanacho.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Black power. Peace.
All right. Peace. Yeah. So, you know, just thinking about that, you know, one of the things that you never heard this regime address, they never did mention police brutality. Never did touch that situation. They actually love cops. So what's coming for us down the pipe? I ain't sure, but let you know, for the ones who celebrated, we already played your song. But let's see, you know, that you know, my mother used to tell me what makes you laugh can make you cry. So in other words, what makes you happy can make you sad.
You know, so like I said, I hadn't heard one thing about police brutality, but I heard things about funding. Okay, and also, who's to say next 4 years, you know, since presidents get two terms, who's to say they're not setting enough for Trump to come back and they want to play a new game? Let's go tit for tat. You do four, let me come back and do four. You know what I'm saying? It's not over by a long shot. So whatever the agenda that the elite been pushing, they gonna get their agenda because they control it. So like I said, how come you don't, you know, the Electoral College vote could put Trump in and next Electoral Trump vote take him out? You know, that didn't have nothing to do with popular vote. Popular vote don't have nothing to do with who's sitting in that office. That's who the people want in the office. But at the same time, it's not official. So be careful on that. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be a lot of emotions explode around December the 13th after this count. You know, so the game, you know, it's a game of chess. It ain't a game of checkers. They're moving pieces and moving stuff and trying to get the best effect. And as we were speaking earlier about all these people connected, for the ones, you know, Obama was connected with Bush now. You know, they had the guy that took care of Obama was cousin with Bush. It was some kind of family bond there. I can't remember how it go. But some rich guy left Obama a lot of money, and they was all connected with the Bush family. So all this shit is a big game, politics and blood rituals and sacrifice and all type of shit, you know. And, you know, we didn't even get into the dirty stuff that, you know, they said about Biden. We ain't going to get into it, but there's a lot of speculations, and you know. But all of them have some dirt on them. You know, if you're in politics, I'm going to tell you this right now, from what I know. If you're in upper-level politics, they got dirt on your ass because they set you up when you got in the game. So that's why you see a lot of people have to conform and do this, do that, because they got their ass locked and loaded. They set them up. And it's a clever game if you think about it. Let me get some on your ass in case you ever don't want to see it my way or go my way. Yeah, real clever game. Let's get a little break, and we'll be back and get up out of here. We're going to get us a song real quick, y'all. Like I said, they never did say anything about police brutality. We need to know where they stand on that.
Protests and growing national outcry continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more free to speak. I gave him chance and chance and chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave us Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment, how the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck up the way that we living, it's not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call them now, he'll pick up the phone, and it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell them wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they supposed to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line, he gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. You gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my youngins to vote. I deal what I did, cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no gang. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some shit I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood know I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just don't GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. Yeah. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Man, I sitting up there, thought y'all was online. I messed up. I was trying to play some, say some stuff, but just one more time, you know, we got to play that one more time.
1947, men and women all over India rejoiced in the declaration of the independence of the country of India. Today, on August 15th, 2020, I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent. On August 15th.
All right, y'all heard it that time. I had my phone on mute myself, so just want to put that out there for the ones who has heard it. We're going to keep on letting them know. Get off the race. Get off the gender. Get off the ethnicity. Hey, you better get on the agenda. What's they agenda? Like I said, we need to start another party. We need to start a, they could name it anything. I mean, I looked into P. Diddy's party. I did a little investigation to his party, the Black People's Party or whatever it was, the Black Party, yeah, I think it was called the Black Party. But when I looked deeply into it, I come to find out it the Black Party is for the Blue Party. So in other words, it's not a party, an independent person. It looked like the Black Party just votes for the Blue Party. And so in other words, it's just they try to galvanize votes. I thought it was something else. I thought it was going to be an independent party coming in there. But look like it's a little different than that. But we ain't gonna hold y'all all night, you know. Appreciate everybody on there getting online. But you know, the first 100 days, that was the name of the program. First 100 days is for the LGBT and Mexican immigrants. That's interesting. They gonna get all the jobs, all the stamps, everything. Where are they taking you? Is not where you wanna go. But you know, we got to celebrate, you know, because we think we won. You know, we're going to have to become better students of this political process. The next 4 years, we ought to be better students ready. Next 4 years, we ought to have an independent party. You know, so that's where we want to go. They got us this year. They got us this year, but we still celebrate. Yeah, you know, it's like Brother Cabetta Shell said earlier, it's not nothing wrong with voting. But you must have an agenda of who you're voting for. Vote independent, vote for yourself. But that's where we're at. Let me see if Brother Kabenisha, you were trying to get back in there?
Oh, no. I was just sitting here listening.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get ready out of here. Get out of here. Then we're going to play our closing song. We're going to close out with the same song. Hey, because they were celebrating, and they were celebrating everywhere. So let's close out with celebration. But next 4 years, make sure you know what you're celebrating.
Let's celebrate. It's all right.